We are going to move on. And next on our agenda is actually public hearing and open forum, but we hold those until the 2 p.m. Mountain time zone, 3 p.m. Central. So, in order to stay on time, we are going to move to number six, which is petitions. And this is resident bison tags. And Director Van Meteren will be sharing the information for us.
Thank you, Madam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Rowling, Jeff Van Meteren, Parks and Recreation Director for Game Fish Parks. Yes, we received a petition. It should be item number six in your books there, from a Mr. Kyle Couchy. Kyle's going to join us here in just a minute. Hopefully he's online. We, as staff, we took the time to review and discuss Mr. Couchy's petition. We feel it's reasonable, what he's asking for. We've been looking at this for the last couple years ourselves. As many of you know, the growth in both the trophy and non-trophy license bison license applications continue to grow. So anyway, I'm going to let Mr. Couchy, if he's on here, join us. He Do we have him up there? He said no. Okay. Mr. Couchy, if you want to just kind of walk through your petition and kind of explain or give the rationale behind it, that'd be great.
We can't hear him. He's speaking. He's unmuted.
We're not hearing you, Kyle. Anything else we can do, Chris?
Not on our end. Call him also.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Mr. Couchy, just stand by. We're going to try to call your cell phone to see if we can connect you via your cell.
Yep, let me put you on speakerphone here quick. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Sorry about that. So my reasoning for this petition. I mute this.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of feedback here.
Yeah, if you mute your Zoom.
Okay. So my reasoning for this petition is solely based off of the numbers that I've been seeing with the draw. Currently, the majority of the tags for both trophy and non-trophy bison do go to non-residents. My purpose is not to get non-residents out of the draw, but I think that a more, I guess, a draw based off a 60-40 split, unlike what it is now. So 60% of the tags would be to the resident-only draw, and then 40% of the tags would be to the resident non-resident draw, I think would be more in line. If you look at the surrounding states and all the states that do offer bison tags, there's no place more generous to out-of-staters than South Dakota at its current percentage. And, my view is that the state should manage the wildlife populations for their residents, and also it should be a benefit to non-residents as well. So I think moving it to a 60-40 split on both the resident or from both the trophy and the non-trophy would satisfy that.
Thank you, Kyle. So just a quick reminder to the commission regarding this rule. Currently, we guarantee 2 resident tags for the bison season, and the other 8, this is for the trophy bison season, the other 8 are open to both resident and non-residents. Similar with the non-trophy, we have 7 guaranteed for state residents, and the other 13 are open to both resident or non-residents. We're going to go back and review the information. Right now, we would recommend that commission consider adopting this petition and moving forward the public information process. We've been looking at this, like I said, for a couple of years. We think it's reasonable. So I think it's a good time. We're also going to go back and maybe review the total allocation numbers for each of these 2 seasons, maybe looking to increase the number of licenses. But we haven't totally figured that out at this point. So,
all right, very good. Commission, any questions for the department or Mr. Cauchy? Commissioner Beast?
Do we know what the breakdown is from non-residents to residents, what it's been in the past?
Through the chair, Commissioner Beast, are you looking at the application numbers or the actual licenses?
Actual license.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you a quick rundown on the trophy here. In 22... 2 went to residents, 6 went to non-residents. 23, 2 went to residents, 6 went to non-residents. Then in 24, we increased the allocation number up to 10. So 2 went to residents, 8 went to non-residents. 8 went to non-residents. And this last year is the same, 2 and 8. So with the non-trophy season, starting in 22, 9 went to residents, 6 went to non-residents. Back then, we had an allocation of 15. In 23, 11 went to residents, 4 went to non-residents. In 24, we bumped that total allocation number up to 20. 7 went to residents, 13 went to non-residents. This last year, the same, 7 to residents and 13 to non-residents.
What's the breakdown there compared to how many residents are applying and non-residents are applying, that the non-residents forget the majority of the tags? There must be a lot more non-residents applying than residents.
There is. I'll just focus on this last season. So for the, I'll just start with the non-trophy since it's in front of me here. Residents, we had 452 applications. For the non-residents, we had 890 applications. So almost double. The other thing I might point out is with the those with 2 years preference, residents have 229 of those, where the non-residents have 570. So it is more than double there. Then on the trophy for 25, we had 464 applications for residents, 1,174 for non-residents. So almost closing in on triple. Again, those with 2 years preference, we had 228 residents and 798 non-residents with 2 years preference.
Additional questions? Comments from the commission?
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Commissioner Locken. Seconded by Commissioner White. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor to adopt the petition signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted and we'll move forward for public comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Kyle, for your petition and joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr.